Welcome to Humble Bold, a podcast about balancing humility and boldness. How a love for Jesus, his word, and his church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. I'm your host, Mike Scherer, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble and bold ways. So this is for believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. If perchance you're not a follower of Jesus Christ and you stumbled upon this podcast, welcome. The welcome mat is open. The door is open to have this discussion. Of course, I've got the microphone, so it's a one-way discussion. But I want you to think. I'd like you to think about what it means to be humble and bold. Not proud, not arrogant, but humble and bold. And to be a follower of Jesus is to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of the Bible, the one who died on the cross for our sins, shed his blood in our place as our sacrifice, the sovereign Savior, the one who died on the cross and was buried and rose on the third day, the Savior that we need to surrender to. We can't lead our own life. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the way is the way of death. But Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. That all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. That's what I'm talking about. That's who I'm talking to. And if you're still staying with me and you're not a believer, please follow along, okay? I'd love the fact that you're here. I wish there was a way we could talk. This is about today, if you view life wrong, how can you humbly and boldly, you know, get out of that death spiral, tailspin of a quandary? So if you view life wrong, you're viewing it as a transaction between you and the world or you and others, and you think to yourself, as long as I learn the ways of the world and can operate within those spheres, I will be successful, I will prosper. You know, be that relationally, be that financially, be that socially, whatever you put importance on. But that is not the way that God has designed being a human in the world to operate, okay? We are to live according to God's standards, and we are to learn wisdom, as the Proverbs tell us, from our parents, okay? And then from, obviously, teaching us the Word of God, so that we are to learn how to be a man or a woman or a boy or a girl, even operating in this sphere that God has given us to operate in by his word, which transcends every time and space. And that's the point. If you view life wrong, you're viewing it where you're saying, I'm the starting point, or I came out of some primordial ooze. No, you were created by God for a purpose, and you will never know that purpose until you bow your life before God. Like all, you know, everything that you have, the air you breathe, the gifts you have, all the abilities, those are given to you in common grace. And of course, you can develop your skills and abilities and all of that, and that's great. But God gives us something outside of ourselves with which to measure everything. And it's the wisdom of God that has been given, that's eternal, that stands forever, and we're to adhere to it. Okay, we're to stick to his word. And when we do, we will act wisely. Joshua 1 is an interesting place, verses 6 to 9. You can look it up. But the idea that if this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, then you will be careful to make your way prosperous and have success. You literally be careful to adhere to it, and you will make your way prosperous and have success. But here's an interesting thing. You look in the Hebrew, and the idea of having success is acting wisely. Acting wisely, okay? The wisdom of God has been given. We're to adhere to it, and we stick to his word. We will act wisely. And that wisdom will show forth in every time and place, regardless of the circumstance. So we need to stop getting the world wrong. We think that if we can just learn how the world works, then all will be well, and we can make our place in the world. And while there is wisdom in finding out how to fit in a certain time and place, the problem is we try to fit in and be accepted by the standards of that time and place rather than by living by the standards that God has already given to be applied in every time and place, which is the Word of God. I hope that makes sense, and I hope that will help you be a more faithful and fruitful and humble and bold follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you, friends.